Well, I'm finally getting over this Christmas flu. You can probably still hear a little bit of it in my voice, but I will continue nonetheless. This week was a slight shocker, not a complete one, but it was Jessop's going into administration and then finally closing on Friday for good, all 187 shops. For those of you who aren't familiar with the UK High Street, Jessop's were a camera retailer. They were big players until recently. In the 1990s, they had quite a commanding position on the high street for camera retail and photography in general. If you wanted film and things like that, the chances are is that you'll get it from Jessop's. The net, of course, the internet changed all of that. And to a certain extent, I think the Jessop story is a bit like the Kodak one. They didn't adapt to new technologies that well. I always remember one summer when I was at university in the late 1990s. I went into Jessop's on a regular basis and I must have spent at least £200 on colour photographic paper for a project. Then there was the film itself. Then they had quite a good second-hand market at the time, which eventually eBay managed to eradicate. And it's sort of been a death of a thousand cuts over the last few years. They started having problems about 5 or 6 years ago. In 2009, HSBC bought around 49% because they were having serious issues and nearly went into administration then. And I've been trying to think about when was the last time that I went into Jessop's. And it will be October 2010, so it was quite a while ago now. I bought 7 rolls of black and white film. That's all I had in the shop. And there wasn't more than 2 rolls that were the same. I think I had something like 2 rolls of HP5, 2 rolls of FP4, 2 rolls of Delta 100, and I think there was a roll of Delta 400 or something like that. And that was it. I emptied Penzance Jessop's of black and white film. That is my claim to fame. And that sort of demonstrates the problem that they had. You know, for pros, they were completely and utterly bloody useless most of the time. Amateurs, especially those people who used to go out and buy compact cameras, now have their cameras on things like iPhones and HTCs and things. This Christmas, my sister put together a family calendar. And all of the photos were from her phone. They weren't from, you know, a camera that she'd bought anywhere. They were all from her mobile phone that she carried. So that sort of goes to show how things changed so drastically that Jessop's just couldn't keep up. But also, are you going to keep on shopping at a shop that doesn't carry any stock, that comes out with things like, well, we can get it for you by the weekend, or have you tried buying it online at jessops.com? And of course the answer is, you know, is the reason why you often go into a shop is you want it there and then. So it's with a tinge of sadness that I say goodbye to Jessop's, but quite honestly, it was rather inevitable, wasn't it?